Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Tonight, the battle over boosters just hours before a critical FDA advisory vote. Health experts fiercely divided over whether boosters are needed on the eve of that FDA panel meeting to decide whether to recommend them. Will the FDA meet President Biden's timeline to roll out boosters just days from now? And hospitals in crisis where they are now rationing care statewide. Also tonight, tracking severe storms, life-threatening flash floods around D.C., some areas getting an inch of rain in just 20 minutes. Alec Murdoch surrendering to police, the South Carolina attorney accused in a bizarre suicide-for-hire plot. What happened at his first court appearance late today? New body cam of a 22-year-old woman and her fiancé weeks before she disappeared on a cross-country trip. What it shows. Border showdown. The governor of Texas demanding border crossings shut down as thousands of migrants wait under a bridge to be processed. And the heartbreaking image. A baby and toddler found abandoned. The first all-civilian crew orbiting the Earth inside SpaceX's historic mission. The holiday shopping crunch arriving early.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
Good evening, everyone. The debate over COVID booster shots may be coming to a head. An FDA advisory panel set to meet tomorrow to examine key questions. Whether a third dose of the Pfizer vaccine is safe or even necessary for everyone. They're critical questions and a source of rare open disagreement among COVID experts. The boosters backed by the Biden administration, but regarded with caution by even some within the FDA. All this comes as the U.S. struggles to administer first doses. Just over 54% of Americans are fully vaccinated, and vaccine mandates are facing more and more challenges, which we'll get to in a moment. Miguel Almaguer starts our coverage.
Quick pinch here.
Divided over the science, tonight, just hours before the FDA advisory committee is set to vote on the future of boosters, members of the agency are voicing both support and opposition over a third dose of Pfizer's vaccine. With the stage set for a controversial decision, Pfizer says their data shows booster shots are needed 6 months after the second dose, as protection from infection begins to wane. But its vaccine continues to be highly effective in preventing hospitalization and serious illness, its most critical function.
This debate over boosters, does that erode the public confidence in vaccines?
It's normal for scientists to not necessarily have consensus around a specific issue. The problem is we're in a very toxic environment now because of all of the aggression coming from anti-vaccine groups, and they use any kind of difference in opinion as a wedge issue.
With volumes of vaccine data now public, a new study in the New England Journal of Medicine did find effectiveness of a booster dose. But other scientists writing in The Lancet say current evidence does not therefore appear to show a need for boosting in the general population.
It has made people feel that the vaccines aren't working when they are still working.
Dr. John Moore worries the message has been muddled in part by the White House. In August,
get a booster shot.
And earlier this month,
those eligible will be able to get a booster right away.
The president told Americans to get their third dose before regulators even reviewed the research, mostly coming from Israel, where boosters have been widely given. If the FDA did authorize the use of a booster, the CDC would still have to determine who qualifies for one.
The Israeli data that I've seen that was released overnight does support the idea of boosting for the over 60s. It's much more of a gray area for younger people, particularly under 50s. And that's what the debate is going to center around. Does the data justify the decision?
Tonight, the question, do boosters get us ahead of the virus, or is the third dose ahead of the science?
Well, Miguel, help me understand here. About 2 million Americans have already gotten a third dose, most of them immunocompromised. Are they seeing any safety issues with those?
Well, Lester, all the clinical data shows there's no real safety concerns. The side effects from the third dose are similar to the second. The question here, are booster shots really necessary, especially as other countries are short on supply? Lester?
And maybe getting closer to answer, Miguel, thank you. One of the least vaccinated states, Idaho, expanded health care rationing statewide today amid a surge of COVID hospitalizations. This comes as debate intensifies over vaccine mandates. Two dozen Republican attorneys general warning the White House of legal action if proposed federal mandates take effect. Here's Gabe Gutierrez.
From Florida to Arizona to New York, vaccine mandate legal challenges are mounting.
Yes, there'll be some individuals who will try to defy this. There'll be court decisions that will appeal.
This week, a federal judge in New York temporarily halted a vaccine mandate for healthcare workers in the state, claiming a religious exemption after some of them sued. But the president is doubling down on his plan to require all private businesses with more than 100 employees to mandate COVID vaccines or weekly testing.
These policies are what the science tells us we need to do. They're going to save lives.
Los Angeles County will soon require proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test at indoor bars, clubs, and wineries.
I am not anti-vax, but to not be able to be given the option when sending our children to school and going to businesses, going to establishments, going to entertainment seems crazy.
Legal experts say there is strong precedent for vaccine requirements, especially for government workers. Private business mandates could also stand under emergency powers given to OSHA, though court battles are likely. Still, in some parts of the country, enforcing mandates of any kind seems daunting, especially as schools reopen.
You right there, you clown!
In Council Bluffs, Iowa, police were called to a school board meeting after parents erupted in protest over the district's decision to mandate masks. Here in New York, some restaurants in neighborhoods with low vaccination rates are struggling.
I don't think that anyone should be segregated as far as where they can eat.
As they start to enforce the city's vaccine mandate for indoor dining.
Do you think it should be the job of small business owners to police these vaccine mandates?
I don't think it should be the job of the business owner, but there is no other way, I think.
As the vaccine mandate debate rages, new COVID cases are dropping slightly nationwide, but reaching unprecedented levels in the Northwest. Lester.
All right, Gabe Gutierrez, thank you for that. Also tonight, we're tracking severe storms bringing dangerous flash floods to the Washington, D.C. metro area and Virginia. Some areas seeing over an inch of rain in 20 minutes. Amazing images coming in. Cars underwater, highways shut down. The risk for life-threatening flooding continues throughout the night. New revelations tonight about tensions in the Biden administration over the withdrawal from Afghanistan. A new book claiming President Biden resisted calls from his Secretary of State and Defense Secretary to keep troops there longer. Kelly O'Donnell with that story.
Tonight, the president's national security team on defense pressed to explain new claims that President Biden rejected advice to keep troops in Afghanistan longer, according to an upcoming book by Bob Woodward and Robert Costa.
I won't confirm or deny what's in the book.
The authors write that last March, Secretary of State Antony Blinken called from Brussels to say, "Here's what I'm hearing, Mr. President. A blast in quadraphonic sound from NATO allies concerned about a U.S. withdrawal."
And according to the Woodward Costa book,
Blinken questioned today by NBC's Andrea Mitchell.
Views that not only did we listen to very carefully, but we shared directly with President Biden. And they very much factored into our thinking and into the decisions he made.
The president has come under fierce criticism for a chaotic withdrawal that includes the deaths of 13 U.S. service members.
There's nothing low grade or low risk or low cost about any war.
The book contends Defense Secretary Austin had urged President Biden to extend the mission with U.S. troops in order to buy time for negotiations with an exit plan in three or four stages.
We followed a rigorous process. The president made his decision.
The White House would not say whether President Biden accepted or rejected recommendations on Afghanistan, but that he took in non-sugar-coated, sometimes conflicting advice. Lester?
All right, Kelly, thank you. Now to that historic space flight. The four civilian astronauts on the Inspiration 4 mission completed their first round of scientific research, traveling 5.5 times around the Earth before going to bed for the night. Kerry Sanders has the latest.
357 miles above planet Earth, tonight, four everyday Americans in process of proving that space travel for the rest of us is possible. The Wednesday liftoff was flawless. The Falcon 9 rocket separated at 2 minutes 40 seconds. The booster then kicked in, propelling the Dragon capsule into orbit. Watching it all from Florida, 8-year-old Slater Bushman, a pediatric cancer patient at St. Jude, just as St. Jude physician assistant and now astronaut Haley Arsenal was when she was 10.
Going through, we needed some hope to cling on to. And seeing Haley shoot out into space like that, my God, if that's not a symbol of hope.
In mankind's history, only about 600 people have gone to space, but never an all-civilian crew.
I think those guys last night kicked the door open to orbital commercial spaceflight.
There may be a commercial space race with Virgin Galactic and Blue Origin, who both recently went suborbital, but the achievement here celebrated by all. Tonight, the crew in weightlessness has already started to gather scientific data that it's hoped will aid future space travelers. Unlike the extraordinary human specimens that are NASA astronauts, the Inspiration 4 are average Americans. How does space travel affect their hearts? How is their blood impacted by radiation? Are their cognitive abilities impaired? Their laundry list of work will occupy a significant portion of their three-day mission.
SpaceX founder Elon Musk tweeted that he's spoken to the crew and they're all okay. Splashdown is scheduled for Saturday. Lester?
Glad to hear it's going well. Kerry, thank you. In just 60 seconds, a prominent South Carolina lawyer arrested tonight after allegedly trying to stage his own murder. We'll have details coming up.
The UN Refugee Agency, or UNHCR, responds to emergencies and provides long-term solutions for refugees. They provide aid in over 130 countries, including Ukraine, Syria, Afghanistan, and Sudan, where people are forced to flee from war and persecution at their greatest moment of need. UNHCR helps and protects refugees by providing food, shelter, medical care, and other life-saving essentials. The agency jumpstarts relief in three key ways. They transport core relief items stored in even the most remote areas of the world. They deploy expert emergency staff trained to help in crisis situations. And they transfer funds directly to support the emergency. Because of generous supporters and donors, UNHCR can scale up its response within 72 hours of a large-scale emergency. Your support helps provide life-saving aid for refugees whenever and wherever emergencies occur. Donate to USA for UNHCR by visiting unrefugees.org/donation.
That South Carolina lawyer who allegedly tried to stage his own murder was arrested today on charges related to the scheme, the latest chapter in a bizarre series of events that included the killing of Alec Murdoch's wife and son. Katie Beck has the latest.
In a tan jumpsuit, handcuffed and shackled, Alec Murdoch faced a judge and criminal charges. Twitching and looking uncomfortable, the prominent South Carolina attorney, now a defendant in the Lowcountry court system, he knows all too well. Murdoch surrendered to authorities in Hampton County before noon Thursday, booked and charged with insurance fraud, conspiracy to commit insurance fraud, and filing a false police report. Charges stemming from what investigators believe was a staged suicide attempt on September 4th, claiming Murdoch instructed 61-year-old Curtis Smith to kill him, a plot to ensure Murdoch's son could collect on a $10 million insurance claim after his death.
He's not a danger to the community. The only person he's a danger to is himself.
At his bond hearing, prosecutors argued Murdoch was a flight risk with significant means who should be tracked by GPS.
Sometimes those who had everything and who are suffering a possible fall from grace are actually more of a concern than a hardened criminal.
The judge ruled Murdoch could return to rehab on a $20,000 bond without GPS. This after Murdoch's lawyers again detailed their client's life dismantled by opioid abuse and the pain of grieving a wife and son brutally murdered. That detail causing Murdoch to shed tears at the table. For Murdoch, it's the latest in a chain of devastating events, with several investigations and civil litigations pending, including the murder of his wife and son, possibly misappropriating millions from the family law firm, and the 2018 death of the Murdoch's longtime housekeeper, who allegedly fell at the Murdoch home. Tonight, Murdoch is headed back to rehab, but his legal woes are likely far from over. Katie Beck, NBC News,
And in another deepening mystery, new body cam shows a missing 22-year-old woman weeks before she vanished on a cross-country trip with her fiancé. The video shows a distraught Gabby Petito telling Utah officers she and fiancé Brian Laundrie had been fighting that morning. A witness had reported the two had been arguing. Petito's family lost contact with her in late August. Laundrie has been named a person of interest. His attorney says he's been advised not to speak on the matter. Now to the record migrant surge and another baby and toddler found abandoned at the border, just as the Texas governor tonight is demanding President Biden shut down border crossings. NBC's Julia Ainsley has more.
The image is heartbreaking. Two children abandoned at the U.S. border, a two-year-old girl from Honduras and her three-month-old baby brother, spotted by Border Patrol agents along the Rio Grande River.
The three-month-old was still in his baby car seat. A simple color caught their eye and were able to rescue these children.
It's just the latest instance of children abandoned during the record migrant surge, like these two young Ecuadorian girls thrown over a 14-foot-high border wall, and the 10-year-old Nicaraguan boy found by agents walking alone and crying in the Rio Grande Valley.
It is very taxing on us as agents to constantly see stuff like this happening.
The incident comes as Border Patrol reveals in August for a second straight month they encountered more than 200,000 migrants trying to cross the southern border. That's a 21-year high, though the total has dipped slightly from last month. Earlier this summer, we saw agents trying to keep up with the massive numbers just at this one bridge along the Rio Grande.
I do think that what we're dealing with is much different than what we've dealt with in the past.
It was in the hundreds when we were there. Tonight, officials say the number of migrants under that bridge is now in the thousands, and the Texas governor is demanding the Biden administration shut down six border crossings.
As for those children, Border Patrol said thankfully they did not require medical attention, and they're now in the custody of Health and Human Services. Lester.
All right, Julia Ainsley, thank you. Up next, why you may want to start your holiday shopping right now in the price you pay. We now know who the host of Jeopardy will be, at least until the end of the year. Sony Pictures Entertainment announcing Mayim Bialik and Ken Jennings will split hosting duties for the rest of 2021. Last month, Mike Richards stepped down as the late Alex Trebek's successor after offensive comments he made in the past came to light. Summer isn't officially over yet, but already the holiday shopping crush is here. Stephanie Rule tonight explains why you might want to start buying your gifts now in the price you pay.
Christmas is 100 days away. You hear it every year. Start your shopping early. But this time, with widespread supply shortages, it's for real.
So I want to get ahead of everything.
Jamie Stevens in Miami is a mother of three college-age daughters.
Do you normally shop this early?
No, I think about it and procrastinate, but this year I'm not procrastinating.
She and her husband run a battery distribution business and know firsthand how hard it is to get supplies because of how COVID has slowed the supply chains. Already, she's seeing some items not available.
Getting started early certainly makes me feel better because I know that I'm going to get what I want, or at least I'm able to make those last minute changes earlier than December 20th.
Jamie joins an estimated 51 million holiday shoppers who plan to start buying gifts this month. That's up from 46 million last year.
If there are certain items that are on your wish list or your kids' or family's wish list this year, you're going to want to scoop them up early to avoid potential out-of-stock issues.
Items likely to be in high demand but in low supply, anything with a computer chip, like video games and appliances. Artificial trees, ornaments, and wreaths are expected to be harder to find and cost more because of shipping delays. And those toys your kids are talking about?
All those hot holiday toy items, that's going to sell out the quickest.
And to limit crowds, retailers like Target are promoting deals over several weeks instead of one day, like Black Friday. But this year, if you see something you want before then, don't put it off until tomorrow. It might not be there.
And Stephanie, on behalf of fellow procrastinators, any benefit in waiting this out?
Well, some things aren't even available yet. Think about it. Winter clothes, snow gear. So those things you'll have to wait for. But this year, it is all about flexibility. If you're not insistent on one specific item and you can be a little flexible, well, then waiting it out, you will find some sales and you should find some stuff in stock.
All right, Stephanie, thanks very much. That's Nightly News for this Thursday. Thanks for watching. I'm Lester Holt. Please take care of yourself and each other.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jenna Bush Hager from Today with Hoda and Jenna and the Read with Jenna Book Club. There's nothing I love more than sharing my favorite reads with all of you, except maybe talking to the exceptional authors behind these stories. And that's what I'll be doing on my podcast, Read with Jenna. I'll be introducing you to some of my favorite writers. These conversations will leave you feeling inspired and entertained.
To start listening, just search Read with Jenna wherever you get your podcasts.